दादाजी।
नमस्कार नारद दादाजी। माई नेम इज आचार्य अनु ध्यानानंद अवधूत एंड आई एम वेरी हैप्पी दैट टुडे यू इनवाइटेड मी टू शेयर सम ऑफ माई एक्सपीरियंसेस। सो आई वॉन्टेड टू से दैट आई ज्वाइन आनंद मार्गा। एक्चुअली आई एम बॉर्न इन आनंद मार्गा फैमिली। माई लौकिक फादर, वर्ल्डली फादर, he joined Anand Marga in very early age, early of his even age, and he was, I think, a student that time, I think around in 1960. So what that time only he was initiated in our family. Not all family members were initiated. So he was doing meditation, and that time, of course, I was not born. But when I born, I remember when I first time I heard the Kirtan Baba Naam Kevalam, it attracted me, that sound Baba Naam Kevalam. And also when I was a very, very small young kid, at that time I was thinking about God, that what God is and how God is. So in my imagination, God was something different. I used to think that God must be something very, very big in even physical structure. I was thinking in a small time that because he is so much powerful, he can do so many things. So he must be more mighty person, something like that. But I was not knowing how God is, what God happens. But in our family also, people were ritual worshiper, people were worshiping like so much idol, other things also. But those things never attracted me. I was thinking God cannot be in this type of structure, different, no, the idol, many hands, nose are different, ears are different. So I was looking for something, those type of entity and God, which can be really, in the real sense, God. What happened also in my dream, before I saw Baba physically, I saw Baba in dream, and even I saw Krishna, Lord Krishna in my dream. And I used to feel like that I am playing with Lord Krishna. In dream, I played with Lord Krishna in childhood time, and also Lord Krishna was in very, my age. And we both were playing on, I don't know how the dream came like that. We were on elephant and going here, there, jumping. So that, I have no any idea how the dream is happens with me and Krishna, something like maybe my past life, something I had relation with Lord Krishna, maybe as my Easter. But that happened only one time. But next time again happened something like I saw Baba. He is distributing sweets. And I'm also there, and I took from Baba. Baba gave me sweet in my hand. And then I felt so much attraction for Baba. Of course, I had seen Baba in one, two picture, but not in that shape what I saw Baba actually really in dream, is walking, distributing sweets, and same vibration like what and when I saw Baba after the many years of my dream. So the two dreams of Lord Krishna and even Baba I saw before I saw Baba in physical body. And of course, Lord Krishna, I did not see physically, but in dream. So I was thinking maybe there is something like I have some past relation with with Lord Krishna also, and I saw Baba. But when I saw Baba in 1979, that was my first time in Jamalpur when I saw. So I have no idea why I am feeling so much attraction. I feel like I must go very close to, near to Baba. And I just was looking, seeing to Baba. There are so many Dadas, Didis, and those all Dada Didis, uniforms, accents, and the I don't know how I can say it. Looks like so much energy moving here, there, going, all smiling, talking, eating together. So those all attracted me. And I was feeling so much oneness with, like, something. I was thinking, this is what I wanted to know, and I like this type of things. So that was my first time I saw Baba. And I felt very much nice, very good. And even I did a small time, I went Tandava that time when in DMC. And also, but that time I was only 9 years old. So I was not knowing much, any philosophical things. But what happened? People, friend of mine, they used to talk about so many deities, Devi, Devata, all those things. But I used to ask them why Lord, I mean, the like Kali had the tongue out and also putting her leg on the Lord Shiva, something like that. But they were not answering properly. The even skulls are hanging into the neck of Kali, and also Durga has so many hands. So I was thinking, why are they all like this? But what happened? Baba started to give talk on Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva in 1982. And I was already that time a little bit, I can read, understand some philosophical things, because Baba was talking more on Shiva, Lord Shiva, and what was the, how people related Lord Shiva with many different god, goddess, deity to make more importance of them. So because of Lord Shiva's importance, they were getting like more importance. That's why all the Devi Devta has something connection in their story, like they were something connected with Lord Shiva. But Baba said, actually, in the reality, those things are not really like, but there are some different type of things. Baba said Kali was wife of she did sadhana. So that's why when, there are so many stories behind it. So when she was also in the Samsan graveyard to check where my son and daughters, Mrs. Lord Shiva used to take his son and daughter to do meditation, no, in the night time outside. That is also, we can say, that was a fearful place. Mrs. Graveyard is more fearful place. So the Lord Shiva used to take them. And then Kali was not knowing that my son, he's going there, my daughter, I mean, all they are going there. So she went very quietly to see what they are doing, and she mistakenly stepped on the Lord Shiva. He was lying down in the there in graveyard. So that time, actually, Baba said, that was the time that felt very shy, that I felt, means I am putting my leg on Lord Shiva body. So her tongue came out. So these things, I felt very logical. This is the real reason, actually, it happens like this. But in the traditional worshipping, people, they don't know. They say some that Kali drinking the blood of demons, like this, that so many stories. So what I'm saying, those stories in the society had no any logic behind them. Just they want to worship, they want us to worship. But Baba's talk made me very clear, understanding that these are the something real, actually logical things. So like this, I started to read Namo Shivaya Santaya, and I felt very nice. Even I was reading Namo Shivaya Santaya and other things, but I was not even knowing many philosophical things deeply, what Baba gave so many good things in Ananda Marga. But what I understood, Ananda Marga, the way of life was so nice in my family. There were so many other priests coming, so many other in the ritual worship, those prayers used to happen. But never I felt such attraction. But when I see any Dada talking such a nice, inspiring talk, loving, giving love to us, so those all actually practical thing, practical aspect of Ananda Marga's way of life attracted me, that I also should join like this, and I must do something for the society. Because I felt the philosophy of Ananda Marga is very based on logic. and also on the all scientific talk going on. So this one was in my mind and I felt very nice. Also, I did my study in Ananda Marga High School, Anandapur, near Jamalpur. There is big school still running there, good. And I was a student from that school. So from there, I had chance to go see Baba in 1982 again. And very closely, I saw Baba like just 2-3 feet from my physical body. And Baba is walking like many times going from in the Baba's quarter. And in front of Baba's quarter, there is a like driveway. Baba is walking there. So Baba used to walk, and Baba used to give so much talk, so much even Prabhat Sangeet. So I had very much good opportunity to see all those incidents and those things. I can say you, I cannot express in my words that how much attraction I had that time. I was feeling like, wow, I have some deep relation with my Baba something. And when Baba also used to see me, I feel like so much happiness, so much bliss. One best experience what I noticed there, like one of the Baba's great devotee, his name was I think Bindesriji, and he was also there, and he touched some of people in front of me, touched this Trikuti, and people started to go in the trance, like in samadhi. One of my friend who was very like close friend, I saw, I don't know how come the other touched his also Trikuti, and he started to say, Baba, Baba, Baba. I saw Baba. What is happening? He never do, he does meditation. He was never practicing meditation even well. And by touch of that Acharya Bindesriji, he felt so much bliss. So then I felt so nice. I felt, wow, such a great, such an event, something. I feel so nice. So many things was happening there. And later when he came in normal stage, I asked, what happened to you? Why you are also doing like that? He said, when the other touched me, I felt so much bliss from within. And I started to feel like I must be in this stage. And something I noticed, I saw, like even the Baba's devotee were creating such a spiritual environment there. So I was thinking, wow, such a beautiful environment, kirtan, bhajan, all those things were attracting me. And I also want to say one thing. From school, when we went there, we had a group of students. We were singing together in front of Baba. One day what happened, one teacher, he taught us something. He was thinking that Om Jai Jagadish Hare, there is very popular Aarti mantra in our area. Om Jai Jagadish Hare. So what he thought, maybe we can add this same tune in Bhavanam Kevalam. So he did not use all the other words, but he kept Om word and he started to teach us to sing Om Baba Nam Kevalam. I was also there. I was singing. Once I started to sing, because I learned from teacher, immediately, because the voice, our sound reached to Baba's room, because we were very close to Baba's room, and Baba became very upset, means the angry. Who is singing Om Baba Nam Kevalam? Stop. So all, I don't know, 2-3 dadas came very, very fast. Hey, stop. Don't sing. Baba Nam Kevalam only have to sing. Then we learned that we cannot add, we cannot do anything in the Baba Nam Kevalam. Baba wants us to sing only Baba Nam Kevalam. Of course, Om is a good mantra, but Baba made what we can say Siddha to Baba Nam Kevalam, empowered. So Baba Nam Kevalam, we should not change anything. That day when I realized, I was very small that time, but I got experience from those Dada and Baba hard word that no, we cannot add anything. Just sing Baba Nam Kevalam.
What about adding Baba Nam Kevalam? Oh,
Om.
Oh, Baba
No.
Namke Vilam. Oh, is that a? Can you add that, or you should not have that?
No, that is actually, of course, we should not sing sometime in the bhava. People sometimes they shout, but what I learned from many other senior dadas also, which were more with Baba. So we should sing more Baba Naam Kevalam. Sometimes we sing in the flow and in devotion, Baba Naam Kevalam. Maybe in the flow we are singing with love. We should not even disturb people. But when we are into the again in normal state, we should teach people to sing more Baba Naam Kevalam. This is 8-syllable mantra, so we can pull utilize, I mean, the use all the 8 syllable in one time. When we sing Baba Naam Kevalam, or also sometimes we say Baba Naam, sometimes the pronunciation goes like that. But the feeling, the idea, the love is for the Baba. But we cannot add any extra something, anything. Maybe pronunciation, I have no anything. So that's why that day I realized Baba does not want us to sing in the wrong way. Baba wants to sing us that what Baba gave us, Baba Naam Kevalam. So this is what I experienced that day. And also I saw Baba so many times teaching Prabhat Sangeet. I remember that time I was very small. But Baba, even himself, he made compulsory 5 songs for all to remember. Means you should remember without seeing any books. So then only we used to get gate pass to enter into the gathering. So that's why we should also remember some Prabhat Sangeet. And I also saw there one more thing. When in the DMC there was such a beautiful vibration, good vibration, strong vibration. I noticed one thing, not only for Anand Margi, Baba used to come and Baba used to bless. Even non-Margi also sometimes they have no any meditation, they don't know meditation, but some people were attracted for Baba. I have seen there in Devghar that one old lady, I have no idea what attraction, how she got, she came to know about Baba. But when Baba was there, she started to cry to meet Baba. She wants to go in, but she has no any gate pass, no, she is not initiated. So she is telling, I want to go see Baba, I want to meet Baba. But she had such a great the love for Baba. Baba himself allowed, asked other volunteers to allow her to go in, and she went inside. So I was thinking, you see, we don't know what happens to whom. So sometimes attractions for Baba was seen, like for even non-Margi were also getting attracted. So that time I was very small, and we were still studying in the college, the school college. So there I saw many miraculous things were happening in Devgar. So like this, what I want to say, Baba's physical personality also was such a strong, like something great personality, that he used to attract many thousands of people in one time. Like when I was in Anandanagar, many times I think from after 1982 onward, my mother also, my Laukik mother, learned Anand Marga meditation. Also, there were some reasons why she learned meditation, because my Laukik family also have some farming land. So we used to grow a lot of onion, garlic. One dada said, no, I will not come again here because a lot of onions are here in your house and it smells bad. So then my mother thought, because of my onion, some of onions, and if dada will not come, so it is not good for my lucky father, no, also because he's practicing meditation and he's following a spiritual path. And also he dadas are coming to give us good guideline. My mother maybe felt a good idea, this one, to give up onion, garlic, not to even growing. So then he said, she said that if this is the reason that you all don't want to come, so from now we are not going to grow any the onion, garlic. And we will be also following Ananda Marga practice meditation. And then she learned meditation. And after 82, all the DMC, wherever it used to be, we used to go with all the family members. And it was a great the great opportunity for all of us that with whole family member, all the family members from 82 onward until 1990, we attended almost all the DMC wherever Baba used to conduct in that area, Anandanagar, Devghar, Calcutta. So I have so many, I saw many time Baba, but that time I was not sannyasi because I was still doing my studies. Some dadas were saying, because we were not knowing Baba is going to leave physical body, right? So that's why we had no any idea that Baba will leave so soon. But when Baba left his physical body, so many of us were also thinking, wow, why Baba left so early? But Baba has done very, you can say, the work in such a rapid way that Baba's work was going very fast, and Baba completed his work, so many things in very short time. But still, we were expecting that Baba will be still in physical body more. Oh, yeah. So when Baba left physical body, so then we got something like also some dadas were inspiring that, oh, you all missed that chance, but still you have chance to become dada and you should become dada to work for Baba. But in my mind, there was the desire to work for Baba and this Ananda Marga mission, the ideology to flourish, means to propagate more people should know. Because I like this ideology, I like this, I am the philosophy. So I became also Dada. I joined Ananda Marga as a sannyasi also. So this is what I want to say, the philosophical aspect, philosophical things also inspired me. Baba's physical presence also attracted me. And when I used to go Anandanagar, I cannot say what I can express in world. I felt like whole Anandanagar, all the creatures of Anandanagar, in surrounding animal, especially I feel like all the birds are just like facing towards the Baba's quarter and looking for Baba, something. When I, especially that time when Baba used to walk on the, we used to take shower in river, and I remember so beautiful scenery because the whole river, all the Margi Dada, Didi, even Sannyasi Dada are taking shower even in the winter, even into the summer, and somewhere people are doing meditation. Such a beautiful, because some are doing meditation, some are singing kirtan, some are talking with Dada, some are eating in the different places after meditation, some doing Koski Tandava. It was such a beautiful spiritual environment. Especially when Baba used to walk that time during the morning time, I think 10, 11, I have no exactly time, what time Baba used to walk. But I think between 10, 11, something, that time I think Baba used to go for a walk. And when Baba used to go on the Baba's quarter on the roof, walk there, well, that time I felt such a more attraction for Baba. I was thinking like all the living beings are just watching, seeing Baba. Because everybody, of course, all the, our Dada, Margi were singing in the same direction where Baba is walking. So that was very more attraction for me. One time also I got chance to see Baba in Baba's room. I was there as a student. Baba asked few questions to us. One of our those participants, those were students, answered very well. I think he was Prasenjit ji. So Baba became very happy. Baba's questions he answered, and also some other also answered. And I was just in the second row of in the room. So what happened? Baba became so happy, and Baba wants give us chance to touch his feet. So immediately I also grabbed Baba's feet because I was very close to the Baba's cot. That was my special experience because when I touched Baba's feet like this, it was like cotton. I felt like there is nothing. There is like immediately I cannot see any like hardness, anything, bone or like something. So I felt something different experience, and also such a smiling Baba's attraction face. Then, because you know already, so those times Dada all will be saying, "Oh, come, come, come!" Because again, that was the last that Baba became very happy, and Baba wanted to give us blessing. Baba gave us blessing also nicely. So that time I realized, Baba, Baba's body is really such a soft. I cannot imagine even. And also other have many other experiences, different. But my experiences, when I touched, it was very like soft, like a cotton. So that was my special experience with Baba. And of course, other so many Baba talks, Baba seeing through me and others, all were attracting so much. Is that it?
What year did you get initiated?
Yeah, I was initiated in 1984 with Acharya Viswadevananda. But before that, I was also, I had Nama Mantra with Acharya Bhaskarananda Dada Abdut.
Oh.
So he had given me Nama Mantra. You know, I think Acharya Bhaskarananda Dada.
Yeah, I interviewed.
So he had initiated me. Yeah, yeah. I have also one share. I can share one experience of second lesson mantra. So what happened when I learned second lesson? That time also I was in Devgar where I saw Baba that time. What happened? Dada said to me that this mantra is so powerful that no one can defeat you. No one can do any harm to you, spiritually, mentally, all this, something like in that level. Especially Avidya Tantri. So I was thinking, wow, very powerful mantra I have. So, but I had no any experience how powerful this one is. So one time I'm coming from my college and I saw the black magic magician. He's putting creating environment to start his magic. So, but before that also one time I had I saw that black magic and I was very much scared. And this time also I saw the almost same thing he is making the environment to start his magic. So I was thinking today I want to experience. So I took second lesson, I closed eye and I'm just standing there. He is trying to start his magic and he is unable to do. And he is saying some word that in this gathering someone is blocking my this magic. So I request him to leave from here. But I had no idea that I am also one of that. Maybe I'm the one who is doing like something. So, but I was very small boy also that time. So he again and again saying that don't put leg on my stomach. He's telling me that this is my what we say, I earn money and I live like something in livelihood. So something he was telling, don't put leg, in Hindi he was telling, mere pet par laat mat maru. So I was thinking, is it me that I'm here blocking his, the magic? Because Dada had told me that no one can do any harm to you, no Avidya Tantrik. So I thought maybe I leave from there. And I left from there. And after that, he started to do again this one because I asked from other persons what he did. Then they said that he started to play again what they wanted to play. So there were 2%. So then I realized, wow, I am such a small boy and I had not done anything, but I took only second lesson. And is it that this mantra blocked his power? Then I went to meet Dada. And I said to him that, Dada, I was going like this and I had chance to use my mantra and that Avidya Tantrik was saying that someone is blocking my magic. I cannot play. So then he said, of course, this is true because when you took your second lesson, then he cannot do anything there. Then I experienced, wow, this is so powerful. That is true, actually. And now after when I become sannyasi, many also experiences I got. So this is what in the childhood time, the young time, in teenager time, I experienced that our mantra, our Isht mantra, Guru mantra, not ordinary mantra. We maybe sometimes we don't feel that much strong, like we have mantra. But when we really go to the in that situation where there is like this kind of encounter, they cannot defeat us. So then I got experience, wow, this Ananda Marga meditation is such a nice, I feel very nice from within. And I wanted to make more people like this, so I became like sannyasi and I'm here today.
So
I think, yeah.
What are you doing now, Dada?
Yeah, I'm monk, sannyasi, working for the society wherever I get chance, without any expectation getting money or anything. I do selfless service. So presently I'm working in US, I mean Delhi, sorry, New York sector. New York sector has more country, Canada, United States, Mexico, Guatemala. Yeah. Guatemala, so many other Caribbean countries all comes in New York sector. And I'm here since last 10 years, touring, distributing devotion, sharing my feelings and my capability, whatever I have. I just try to do, not easy to make all people on a spiritual path, but I just try to convey my message that this is also one path available. You can choose, you can follow, you can make your life better. Because I feel my life good, I feel like my life better. And I'm since childhood vegetarian, good food. So I feel like I must. Yeah, this is what I want to say.